This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Stars and Jets tonight at 7 o'clock in the AAC. And we're about to talk hockey here with Mike Hike at DallasStars.com. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Wow, those baby bald eagles are starting to get big.
They've gotten so huge, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
As Mike Hike at DallasStars.com joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Mike. How the heck are you?
Excited for tonight.
Yes, sir. How good are the Stars' chances of stealing this division in the last week if they can win this one?
Even if they win this one, it's still going to be tough because I think Winnipeg would have the tiebreakers. The first tiebreaker is, I believe, regulation wins, and then regulation overtime wins. I think the Jets are in a good place on both those. The good thing is if they have a strong performance, if they, you know, get their confidence back tonight, they seem to finish out with three winnable games with Utah, Detroit, and Nashville, who are all going to miss the playoffs. So, I mean, on that side, the scheduling could help them. But it really would have to come down to the end because Winnipeg's a very good team and they find a way to win a lot of different games.
Have you observed any signs that maybe these third period meltdowns have altered their confidence in any way so far?
No, but Pete said yesterday, I thought it was a really good comment, that one of the problems with a situation like this, especially when it's three games in a row, is that the next time it happens, and it will happen, then the thought process is, oh no, here we go again, almost like a golf shot or whatever. The good part is that up until this little stretch, they were 35-1-1 in closing out games. I think they're among the leaders in empty net goals with 19. So literally for the, 80%, 90% of the season, they were fantastic in third periods. I think they're 12-3-3 or something like that when tied after two periods. Like I said, they were 35-1-1 when leading after two periods. So this is a recent phenomenon. It is concerning, obviously, this close to the playoffs. But they've battled this in the past and been very good at it. So in that regard, you sit there and go, okay, well, they'll be fine. But there is that it plants a seed of, and this is what I think happened the other night, is you give up one. Oh, no, well, let's just not give up. Oh, no, we gave up two. Well, of course, we're not going to give up three, and then 5 seconds left in the game, and there's a guy wide open in the slot. So it does get into your brain, I think, a little bit, but hopefully they find a way to deal with it.
And they're still 7-1-2 in their last 10 here, Mike. It's not like they're playing bad hockey, but certainly that could linger, and they need to stop the bleeding as early as tonight, hopefully. But what do you think is some of the biggest issues there with those late lapses? Is it just self-inflicted wounds? Is it defensively? Are they just not where they need to be right now?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. So literally for the last 12, 15 games, They have been, their record's been fantastic, but a lot of it has been based on goaltending. So I believe the last 11 games, they have been outshot, which is something they have not done in the Pete DeBoer era. They almost always outshoot the opposition. So that's certainly a problem. Part of the reason they're, you know, getting outshot is they can't get the puck out of their own end at times. They get stuck back there. And then when they do get stuck back there, then that's when you take penalties. So when you're just spending time in your defensive zone, those are the teams that are the most penalized. Well, Stars have been one of the least penalized teams because they control the puck, they get it into the offensive zone, they play with the lead a lot. That's also a big thing. So they've actually been playing with the lead lately, but they're just making, I don't know what it is. I think their turnovers are up. So that's either a physical decision where you just screw up, or it's reading the play wrong and the opposition sees where you're going. And then the other thing is, you know, it's just getting the puck out. They miss Miro. They definitely miss Miro because that is what he does. As much as Cale Makar or these others who win the Vezina, not the Vezina, the whatever defenseman award, is my brain's freezing here. Mm-hmm. But those guys score points. Miro controls the puck. And he's it's like having a great point guard. And you're, you know, everything plays off of that. Everything he touches, you know, there's ripples that come off of what Miro does because he calms him down. He gets the puck out. He makes a 5-foot pass to an open forward. And all of a sudden now they're going through the neutral zone with speed. And it's just a lot of different things. So that's a big part of it, but they got to find a way to deal with it. Cause there's a really good chance he's not ready for the first round.
Don't feel bad about forgetting names. Broadus does it all the time here on our show, Mike.
Yeah.
It's by Norris.
Is it the Norse?
It's the Norse.
I was ready to chime in with the Norse. I was thinking, is it the Selke or the Norris trophy? Yeah.
It's a Norris. Hey, good job.
Yeah. Good old Norris. It's our senior staff writer for DallasStars.com, Mike Heiko, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You brought up Miro. Is there any new news on him? They seemed to note during the broadcast that he for sure would be out of the opening round series. Did the Stars push back on that at all? And we did get positive news on Sagan today, right?
Yeah, well, and again, we've had positive news. Honest and truly, and again, I don't want to talk out of school because I don't know all of the numbers, but one of the big problems with Sagan is that he makes $9.5 million and he's on long-term IR. So then there are financial contract issues.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Have to be satisfied for him to play a game in the regular season. He hasn't gone through the physical contact yet, or at least not enough of it to put him in the lineup. But even if they do that, there's a chance he may not be able to play in an NHL regular season game. Now, Gabriel Landeskog, who's been out for 2.5-3 years, is going to the minors, and there's a chance he might play in the AHL to get himself ready for a return for Colorado. And so I think that option is there for Thailand. You know, it's called a conditioning stint, and you don't need any kind of contract changes to do that. So I think that option's there. But we asked Pete about it the other day. He said he wasn't really sure. A lot of all of this is they're not really sure. And to be quite honest on Pete, I think he got asked a month ago, you know, is there a chance Miro could miss the first round? And he said, sure, there's a chance. I mean, we don't know. And he's kind of followed that answer, which I think is a very honest answer. They don't know. You know, I don't think there's any chance Miro could play in the regular season. But then does that mean that by game four, you know, if it's 2-2 or, you know, if game five, you know, it's 2-2 and he's skating and he looks good, could he jump right in and play in a key game five against Colorado? I think he, you know, it's an option. I think it's something we don't know. And so a lot of this is how he responds and, you know, what he does when he's on the ice. And then the other issue is that we've seen when Miro comes back off whatever little injuries he has, they play him for 25 or 26 minutes. They don't ease him into the game too often because you're a coach and you want to win, and he does 100 things really well. And so then I think the temptation is if you're going to put him in, you need to have him in a really good place, because I don't think that they're very good at, like I said, that just giving him a shift here and there and seeing how he works it out. I mean, maybe they'll change. Maybe that'll be something they work on. But I truly believe that they don't know. I think it's a day-to-day proposition. They're going to have to get him out on the ice. They're going to have to get him with the team. They're going to have to work him against the boards and see how the knee holds up against, you know, physical contact. And then we'll see. Like I said, if we get to the point where it's game seven, I think he's definitely that definitely changes a lot of things if they're to a place where they could be eliminated from the playoffs. But I honestly believe we're just going to have to take it day to day at this point in time. I do believe Tyler Seguin will play in game one. I think he's in a place where he's ready. It's just a matter of how does he, you know, get himself ready. Is that, you know, do the Stars change some things around and let him play in a game at Nashville or Detroit, or do they just, you know, do they send him to the AHL, or do they just run him through practice and put him out there for game one? But I think he's going to be on the ice for game one.
Mike Hike at DallasStars.com, just painting the picture of, was that a possibility of a Miro return in game seven? That kind of gave me goosebumps right there. How dramatic would that be?
Exciting.
Well, it'd be great. And Pete's history in game seven, there'd be 100 things. There's so many goofy things in this potential series. One, Landeskog is their captain. It's Colorado's captain. He's been out for more than 2 years. He's really been working hard to come back. And then the question is he going to be ready? It looks like he probably will, but we'll see. The other thing is Miro Rantanen is like, he was Colorado royalty. And now he's going to go out there and try and steal their thunder. And, you know, for whoever loses, if this is the first round series, and I think it will be, whoever loses this first round series, is their season's just going to, it's going to be a punch in the gut, because both teams have aspirations of winning the cup. Both teams have made big moves either in the off season or during the season. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a tremendous series. And if it were to go to game seven and Miro would come, it would be great drama. I mean, I think the eyes of the, you know, I think Florida and Tampa are going to be playing too potentially. And, you know, the eyes of the East would probably be on that. I think the eyes of the NHL West are definitely going to be on this series.
How much of an add is Seguin coming off the injury and maybe a little rusty? What do you hope, or what do you think they get from him?
Well, there's two sides to all this. He's gone through the playoffs before and he hasn't been healthy, and it has affected his playoff numbers. Like, his playoff numbers are not near as good as his regular season numbers, and that's generally because he's been hurt in the playoffs. So that history is there. Second, I think he had 22 points in 21 games to start the season playing with Duchesne and Marchment, and that line at even strength, I think, was the best line in the NHL. So now, you know, they're playing with Granlund right now. Would they go right back to Duchesne, Marchment, Seguin? If they do, can they get that magic back really quickly? If they do, then that's just amazing. Now you're talking about a second line that, you know, might be even better than your first line. Your first line has Robertson, Henson, and Rantanen, which might be one of the better lines in the league as well. So you take all that. Then the other third part is, if you really like Granlund and Granlund's playing well, with Duchesne and Marchand. Could you put Tyler with Jamie Benn and Wyatt Johnston? And Tyler, when he's gotten a chance to play with Jamie Benn, as he did for, you know, the better part of the previous 10 years, he's actually looked pretty good in that role too. So it's just a lot of, I think Tyler's going to be great. I think the fact that he's worked really hard to get through this, the fact that he had his first child, it's just things that I think help a player get centered and you know, get in a place where they can perform well in these situations. So we'll see. But in my mind, I think he's going to have a really good playoff.
Well, thank you for all those insights and knowledge, Mike. That was terrific. And enjoy the run, sir. Maybe we'll chat with you soon.
That would be great. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Yes. Mike Hike at DallasStars.com breaking it down. And that a couple exciting things there at the end. You know, Sagan's potential impact, Miro returning. But this series with the Avs is going to be an absolute war. And whoever, like you said, whoever loses is just going to feel gut punched because either one could win the cup, but also will be out first round, one of the two. Diss track coming up at 4:20. The Nosebleeds response to Bobby Belt, who went upside their head after they refused to vote him 5-time G-Bag of the Day champ. They will reply to that coming up at 4:20. But Krusty's Corner is next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, which one of these defensive players in this draft fits Matt Eberflus's scheme the best? We'll do that next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.